السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد We continue with an explanation of the dua which I did give last year also and alhamdulillah many people have made it as I said a part of their wazifas the recitation of this dua But one thing we have to remember, as I've always repeated, that du'as are not just for recitation. Du'a is something in which you beg of Allah Ta'ala. One is a recitation. Recitation, you get sawab. A person recites, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. As an ayat of the Quran Sharif, if he just recites it, he will get the sawab and reward of the recitation. And the other is begging, that the person is begging of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When he's seeking forgiveness, when he's saying, Oh Allahumma ghafirli, Oh Allah forgive me, then at that time his sins flash past his mind. And he thinks of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ni'mats, his bounties on the one hand, and his disobedience on the other hand. And then he's asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to forgive him. We have seen how beggars really beg, especially in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif those days. Now they have chased all of them out from there. But we get them even here too, in every country of the world you get them. Those who are professional beggars, how they beg, they don't leave that person. They catch his clothes, they catch his garments. And in fact, it was so dangerous at one time there in Makkah Sharif that if the person gave, or even in India, we have seen with our eyes that the person gave to one of those beggars some money, then the rest of them will push this person down and make sure that they also get something. So they teach us how to beg. Those people are teaching us how to beg. The unfortunate part is that they are begging of human beings. But they are teaching us how to beg of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That your heart, your mind, your soul must be in it when you are begging of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also fulfills that person's needs. Allah Ta'ala sees that this person is depending solely and wholly on me. It's not like the person has got his legs outstretched, he's sitting on a lounge or on a couch. Or sometimes as we find even in the masjid here, that the person is making dua. One is if the person has got a backache or has got some sickness or some illness or is old or is feeble, then it is understandable. But the person has got absolutely nothing wrong. Just now if you tell him that there's Kruger ants that are going to be distributed here free of charge to everyone, then see how they run from this place. If the person is told that if you sit properly and you make dua, then you will get Kruger and immediately falling in your laps. But condition is that you must sit properly and beg of Allah Ta'ala. Then see what happens. So there must be that hayat, that the person is sitting also in a manner that is befitting a person who is begging of Allah Ta'ala. Unfortunately, our du'as also we have made of recitation. Our heart is not in that dua. These duas which we are discussing here, of course, they don't have to be made in that manner that the person is sitting and then is reciting all the morning, evening duas. That whilst you are traveling, you'll be reading some dua. When you're drinking water, you'll be reading dua. When you're leaving the toilet, you'll be making a dua. When you're entering, then before the entry, you'll be reading dua. Now those duas, you don't have to first go make wuzu, sit down, face the qibla, make dua, and then go and enter the toilet. But I'm talking about du'as that we normally make. I mean, it must be begging of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So this du'a also when we are making, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'mati. Oh Allah, I seek protection in you from the zawal of your ni'mats, your bounties. I'm seeking protection. Now the person is from deep recesses of his heart. He truly believes that total protection lies solely in Allah Ta'ala. all our alarm systems and burglar guards and security and our guns and our whatever equipment we have, they are all means. We make use of those means, but we don't trust in those means. We believe that it is only in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that protection. So many people who are held up, you think they didn't have guns. They had guns. We had our security gates. The hold up takes place outside the gate, or it takes place somewhere else where you don't have a security, or half a dozen people come and hold the person up, what is he going to do? So we make use of the means. It is just for giving us some satisfaction that we have got some means. But we must truly believe that soul and whole protection lies in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat. So therefore we are asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min zawali ni'matik. Ya Allah, whatever your bounties are upon me, I am asking you for protection. I am seeking protection in you for those bounties that protect them. Whether it is my wealth, whether it is my health, whether it's my children, whether it's the bounty of zikr, of tilawat, of ibadat, whatever bounty, O Allah, and which bounty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can we really make enough shukr of? Or that we can say that we don't need it. We are in need of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's bounties every moment of our life. So therefore we are asking Allah Ta'ala for a protection of those bounties. And we are saying, O Allah, don't cause it to vanish, don't cause it to disappear. So you are asking Allah Ta'ala that it must not suddenly be snatched away and taken away. Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min zawali ni'matik. So the zawal of ni'mat is something which we have seen in our lifetimes, many, many ni'mats of ours being snatched away. As I said, that sometimes it could be a test. Allah Ta'ala wants to give some high stages in Jannat, and that person, Allah Ta'ala puts him through some kind of tests and trials, and he exercises sabr over that. He makes use of the means, but at the same time the pain or the difficulty because of poverty, or the person was imprisoned without any justification, he was propagating the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he was fighting in the cause of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's deen, and now he is arrested and is languishing in the prison somewhere in Guantanamo Bay or some other place. Now that is not all azab. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to give them some very high stages in Jannat. So they are put through some kind of difficulties and they get those high stages. And Allah Ta'ala, whilst they are in that state also, Allah Ta'ala gives them kind of sabr in their hearts. That is the beauty of that. When the person is obeying Allah Ta'ala, when he is not disobedient, and it is not in the form of an azab, it is not a punishment from Allah Ta'ala, it is a test and a trial, then at that time Allah Ta'ala himself gives that person sabr in his heart. And إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, Allah Ta'ala is with those who exercise patience and sabr. So Allah Ta'ala himself puts that person through that trial, and he gives him that sabr also, to be able to overcome those difficulties and problems, and to be able to patiently bear those trials. As I've given that example many times, that, and especially now when it is exam season, that when the candidate opens the paper and he finds that the questions are very, very difficult, extremely difficult questions, after a little while, then he sees the invigilator coming past, or the examiner himself coming past, and he says, what's the problem? He says, the problem is that this paper is very difficult. The questions are very difficult. So he says, you don't have to worry. You put your hand into my hand, I will write the answers for you. Now he takes the hand of the candidate into his hand and he writes the answers. When that person is writing the answers now for him, will there be any difficulty then? The examiner himself is writing the answers. There will be no difficulty. So just like that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if he puts the person through a severe test or trial, then if this person sincerely turns towards Allah Ta'ala, he makes rujoo at Allah, he seeks from Allah, he begs of Allah Ta'ala, then in that state Allah Ta'ala himself will now, as if to say, will write the answers. He will pass him in that examination. He will give him sabr, and then he will say, now you are mine. Inna Allaha ma'a as-sabirin. So a Muslim is not at a loss in any situation, any condition. More than 1,000 times, I think I must have mentioned this already in different places, and I must have read it myself, I don't know how many times, because it gives me a lot of sukoon. Jis haal mein bhi wo rakhte hain, is haal ko akmal dekha hai. Jis haal mein bhi wo rakhte hain, is haal ko akmal dekha hai. Jis raah se wo le jaate hain, us raah ko ashal dekha hai. Jis raah se wo le jaate hain, us raah ko ashal dekha hai. Jis raah ko hum tajweez kare, us raah ko athqal dekha hai. From through whichever route my Allah takes me, that is the best route. When the person has this kind of yaqeen, that through whichever route my Allah Ta'ala takes me, that is the best route. And there are only two routes and two roads to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One is the road of sabr and the other is the road of shukr. So either Allah Ta'ala will give that person plenty of ni'mats, plenty of bounties, plenty of gifts. Allah Ta'ala will bless him with good health, with good home, good children, with plenty of wealth and everything. And then Allah Ta'ala will test him for shukr. Or Allah Ta'ala will put him through difficulties, trials, tests, and test him for sabr. So in both conditions, whether it is of shukr or sabr, the person is getting connection with Allah Ta'ala. So we are seeking from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala a protection. Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min zawali ni'matik. Ya Allah, now that you have given me all these ni'mats, you have given me these bounties, so don't cause it to vanish suddenly, to disappear. Don't snatch it away. Don't take it away. Don't deprive me of this. Don't allow a loss to come in these ni'mats. General meaning is that. Wa tahawwuli afiyatik. Afiyatika, afiyatik. Tahawwul of afiyat, as I said, that one is where the person ni'mat is taken away. There's a zawal. There is a snatching away, there's a taking away. The person had ni'mat, now it's taken away. The person had a car, it got stolen. The person had a home, khuda na khasta, Allah Ta'ala must protect, the home got burnt. Or the person had a business, and in the business there was a loss, there was pilferage, there was stealing, or whatever other reason, and there was a loss. Now we will say that that is zawal of the ni'mat, that there was a ni'mat, it went away. The person's wealth got stolen, the person's car got stolen, or the person suffered some other loss like that. We'll say that is zawal of the ni'mat. And tahawul of the afiyat, that a turn around, a reversal of that afiyat which the person had, that well-being that the person was enjoying. Now there's a complete turn around, that not only did the person take away the car, but he shot the person in the leg, in the hand, in the shoulders. Or the person was hit on the head with the butt of the gun. Or they threw him somewhere where he suffered severe injury and now he had to land himself in hospital. Now that is what we mean by tahawul of the afiyat. That if they only took the car away, we'll say that it was zawal of the ni'mat. But now there's a tahawul of that afiyat. So we are asking Allah Ta'ala for protection from that too. And it is only He that can protect. And again, I repeat and I emphasize that if a person is shot, if a person is held up, if a person is killed, then we must not say that all that is azab of Allah Ta'ala. That person could have got shahadat in that form. But because we need the afiyat all the time, therefore we are saying, don't allow this tahawul of the afiyat. So many people, it's not only the home that got burned, they got burned themselves in that home. And it's not only the goods that got stolen, but they got badly hurt and injured. So we are asking tahawul of that afiyat. The person who was driving a car, it's not necessary only that it must be a hold up. Whilst he was driving the car, he meets up with an accident. Now the accident, the car suffered great damage, but at the same time he also, his skull got cracked, his bones got smashed. So now the tahawul of that afiyat. So the person is now seeking sincerely from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that, oh Allah, protect my ni'mats, protect the ni'mats that you have blessed me with, all your bounties that you have showered upon me, and day and night which you are showering, now I am seeking a protection of that. Don't allow a zawal to come in there. Don't allow it to vanish and disappear. And also, oh Allah, don't allow a complete reversal, a turnaround of the afiyat and of the well-being. Now imagine when the person is seeking this from Allah Ta'ala, then he will not know that when Allah Ta'ala has accepted his dua, then he will not know that what he was protected from. Now Allah Ta'ala is not going to inform this person every minute that this was the bala that was coming, this was what was going to happen to you, and because of this dua that you made sincerely, I removed that difficulty of yours, I protected your ni'mat from zawal, and also that tahawul of the afiyat, I protected it. Now Allah Ta'ala is not going to keep informing everybody, but he must believe that because of the duas, he does not know from how many things he must have got protected. Sometimes, once in a while, if something happened, it happened, but of course, there's wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. But generally, because of these duas, strange things happen. The person afterwards realizes, many a times it happens that the person goes through something and only later he realizes that that could have been a terrible situation. It was only Allah Ta'ala's fazal that he saved me. Now how did he save me? Because of some duas that the person made. So tahawul of the afiyat is something that we require the protection from, that Allah Ta'ala must not take away the ni'mat or cause a complete reversal. So just learn the first two parts for today, in which we are asking Allah Ta'ala for protection from zawal. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawal ni'matik wa tahawul afiyatik wa fujaati niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawal ni'matik wa tahawul afiyatik wa fujaati niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. Inshallah, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives life, health and the opportunity to continue, we will continue tomorrow inshallah. But this is something, as I said, that we must now make it a habit of our lives. We must not wait for the Imam Sahib to make his dua. How many duas is he going to make? In fact, if he starts making all the duas at Fajr time, then the musallis will say, Imam Sahib, please now, cut it short a little bit. So this is for us individually to make. The Imam will make short dua and finish, but there are so many things to be read after Fajr, after Maghrib, after Isha. Now we don't say we'll be able to read everything, but at least these basic simple duas, which are for our own good, we are not going to be benefiting anybody else. And how long does it take to read these duas? May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the trials that the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is facing. In these Mubarak days of Ramadan, when Allah Ta'ala's doors of maghfirat and rahmat are wide open, the floodgates are open, at that time we must seek from Allah Ta'ala. It is the month of begging from Allah Ta'ala. It is the month of begging from Allah Ta'ala. In this month of Ramadan, collectors take their books and they go all around the country and all around the world begging of others. In the month of Ramadan generally, you find so many collectors. They're going everywhere, they're going door to door, they're begging from everyone. There are so many genuine ones and so many bogus ones. But they're going and begging of everyone. And we are not talking about sick and weak and feeble. All kinds of people are begging. So what does it cost us if we have to beg of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? And again, human beings, they get angry if you have to ask them repeatedly. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gets extremely pleased and happy that this servant of mine is repeatedly begging of me.